This recording, Michigan 18, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Lots of corn. The people there were very aggressive, which was why we moved in the first place, but I moved when I was 7, so it was a large part of my childhood. I personally hated it because I had one friend who I loved very much, and her name was Willa, and I thought, since I was so young, I thought she was going to be moving with us because I thought that's how life worked, but my mom's like, no, we're moving. So I asked her if we could stay for the sake of me still being with my friends, but she's like, no, we're moving, so we ended up moving, and I never saw Willa again. I mean, at first I thought everyone in Michigan were aliens because they had hitchhiker's thumb and I didn't. Like, look at this. Like, it goes straight up. I thought everyone was an alien. I was so scared of everyone. But I did end up making friends. I made friends with this one girl who had a twin and I didn't know. So when I hung out with her one day, I didn't know that I was hanging out with her twin. So I was telling her an inside joke that we made the day before, and she didn't know what I was talking about. In fact, she didn't even know who I was. So that's how I met her twin, and we both became friends. So I met people through my classes, through late night, through my brother's friend, he's a junior right now. He lives on my floor, so he's introduced me to his friends, and I became friends with his friends. So we got a little connection going on. Oh, my least favorite class? See, here's the thing. My least favorite class would be nutrition, and not because of the content, but because of the professor. Because for me, it's very important to have a professor who makes the class interesting, because if they don't, then that defeats the entire purpose. Because I was interested in the content that would come from nutrition, and I'm still interested in it, but the professor makes me want to pull my hair out. So it's my least favorite class in terms of professor, but in terms of content, I thoroughly enjoy learning about it. No, I took a second one just now. I got a 94 on the first one, and then I have yet to know about my second one. Well, I haven't been in Syria in 10 years now, because that's when the Civil War started, but I would go every year for around 4 months with my family to see both sides of my family, and I remember the only thing I was dreading was the cockroaches, because they had a very bad cockroach problem everywhere in Syria. But other than that, like, I was always so excited. Like, it seemed like my own, like, little world that no one quite understood. Because before the Syrian Civil War, I remember standing up in class going, oh, I'm from Syria. And everyone's like, where is that? What is that? Like, where is that? And the teacher's like, Danya, can you point it out on the map for us? And then I was like 8 years old. I was so proud of myself. I found it on the map and I pointed it out. And they're like, whoa, that's so small. Do people live on there? Yeah, they do. My entire family. Thanks for asking. But like back then, like it was much, much simpler times. Like it was a nice little like place where I could just focus on my family.